the governor of another state, Alabama, suffered a major defeat this past week as he tried to save his state from bankruptcy. After voters rejected his proposed tax hike on Tuesday, Republican Governor Bob Riley called in state lawmakers to tell them what would happen next. And among those lawmakers was Democrat Richard Lindsay. He's chairman of the Alabama Legislature's House Education, Finance, and Appropriations Committee, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Representative Lindsay, I understand this was a rather grim meeting.
It was. Of course, everyone was hopeful that the tax package would pass, and many of our problems could be solved very easily. Unfortunately, the package did not pass, and now we have to make some very tough and difficult decisions about which programs we will cut.
This is a state that had a budget deficit, according to the governor, of $675 million in one fiscal year, correct?
That's correct.
So how do you make up that shortfall now without the tax increase?
We will simply have to cut. As you well know, the state has to balance its budget, and we have to have a budget in place by October 1st because, according to our Constitution, we cannot borrow money. And we will be looking at cutting numerous services in both the education budget as well as the general fund budget.
What sort of services?
In the general fund, things like human resources and all the other items, your general services that are provided by the state, your state troopers and others, all these will face cuts. And those will probably be somewhere in the range of 18-20%.
You might be firing state troopers.
That's correct.
You going to be letting prisoners out of the prisons?
Well, we have a critical situation with prisons in this state. Department of Corrections has been underfunded for many, many, many years. We have been under court order at times, and it is likely that we will be releasing a number of prisoners. Of course, that will go through the parole board and will hopefully be nonviolent criminals that will be released. But nevertheless, we are going to have to release a number of prisoners because we simply will not have the funds to keep them behind bars.
You might be firing teachers?
This year, we will not fire teachers. The school year has already begun here, and because of that, we passed a bill that would guarantee that we would not reduce teachers this year since classes would already be ongoing, and it would really cause a hardship. And the reason we're able to do that is we have only one silver lining in this cloud is some federal money that's coming down on a one-time basis. We're going to have $285 million of federal money. This will help us to keep teachers in place and not have to lay any teachers off in this budget year, the 04. We will be looking at probably, unless the economy does much better than anyone has forecast at this time, next year we'll be looking at laying off at least 2,000 or 3,000 teachers.
Representative Lindsay, I know that you supported the governor's proposed tax increase, as a number of Democratic leaders did. But I gather that there were also some lawmakers in this meeting this past week who opposed the tax increase and now had to meet with the governor and decide what to do next. Is that right?
Yes, I'm sure it was. And I think a lot of people really didn't have a full grasp of just how great these cuts would have to be if the tax package did not pass. I would hope that the people that did oppose the governor's tax plan will come forward with plans and suggestions that we can work on in the future to try to solve this state's problems. Because, as we all know, Alabama is pretty close to the bottom on funding in many, many categories, especially education.
Richard Lindsay is a state representative in Alabama. Representative Lindsay, thanks very much.
Thank you.